Well, Michelle, as we all know, National Signing Day now has come and gone. There's, of course, the December signing period now. And this, the first Wednesday in February, the traditional signing day, when all those that don't sign in December can sign now. Tigers finish with 25 signees. That's the max. So they do fill their class. There was some question if, you know, they'd fill the class or leave some spots open for grad transfers like they did last year when they added Joe Burrow and Cole Tracy, or if they just leave a spot open and backfill for next year so they could sign, say, 26 or 27 next year. But they went ahead and signed 25 guys today. Maybe a couple of surprises, as there always are on National Signing Day. But the biggest story that everybody was watching were three defensive linemen, namely Ishmael Sopcich, the defensive lineman out of A-Meet. It was an LSU and Alabama battle. And Sopcich did what a lot of kids have done of late, and that's picked Alabama. And he said that he wanted to go play for Nick Saban and get to the NFL, and who could hardly blame him for doing that. There are coexisting realities here, though. On one hand, LSU signed a fantastic class. They are ranked fifth in the 247 sports composite, so that takes all of the national sites, averages them together. LSU's fifth in the composite rankings. They've got 8 of the top 10 players in Louisiana. They signed 4 players from Alabama. They signed the number one player out of Utah. They got the highest rated player that LSU has signed since Patrick Peterson in Derek Stingley. They got the number one running back in the state, one of the tops in the country in John Emery. This is a really, really good LSU class. The other coexisting reality is that after the Alabama game this year, when LSU lost 29-0, Ed Orgeron said this.
Everything was set, but hey, we got beaten in a lot of scrimmage, man. We got to get better. I got to recruit better defensive linemen. I got to get defensive linemen like that. I got to recruit better offensive linemen. Same old thing. You got to beat Alabama in the line of scrimmage.
You got to beat Alabama at the line of scrimmage, and you went head-to-head with Alabama for one of the top defensive linemen in the country, who is a top 50 player nationally at any position, who is 45 minutes from your campus, and he decided to go to Alabama instead of LSU, and a head coach whose forte is recruiting and is a defensive line coach. I understand why this stings, and it should sting. All you can do, though, as a coach is shoot your shot and continue to try to go head-to-head and find a way to beat Alabama. Some have done it. LSU has not been able to in 8 years. This won't help losing out on Ishmael Sopcich to Alabama, but hopefully the other 25 guys who did sign with LSU will get the Tigers inching closer to finally ending the streak and beating Alabama and getting back into the conversation for the college football playoff.